Well, Halloween isn't bad. Bit fucking green and lush around here for end of October, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, Al Gore's might be onto something.
Devil's Nights, boys. And you know the shitheads will be out causing mischief.
Can't scare me.
Yeah, we know.
You could try, though, because that's the fun of it.
Wayne's?
Squirrely Dan?
Speaking of mischiefs, my cousin Samuel.
You mean speaking of shitheads?
Is very sorry for what he did last Halloween's.
What did Samuel do this time?
He stole candy from his little sister.
Oh, the little fucker.
See, that's what I say. I said, oh, little fucker.
Samuel's very sorry for what he did, and he likes to come by to show you his costumes this year.
Samuel knows the deal.
But Samuel's going out dressed as his heroes, and he wants to come by.
Poor behavior is not to be rewarded, it's to be punished. And Samuel is not welcome by for a full-size chocolate bar this Halloween.
I'm with you, big brother.
Well, one kind of feels like we should maybe be discussing the origins of Halloween, like talking about the history of it. Like, I mean, before we start celebrating the bastardized North American version of things.
Well, look who's pooped the pumpkin shocker.
Yeah, from where I'm sitting, looks like you're curled up nice and cozy with the bastardized North American version of it, Wayne.
What's the problem, Derry?
Well, for someone who doesn't even like kids, you got a lot of nerve big leaguing the rest of the town handing out full-size chocolate bars.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of nerve backdooring trick-or-treaters by handing out quarter-size chocolate bars on Halloween.
Get off your wallet, Derry.
I'll get off my wallet when he quits throwing around nickels like they're manhole covers.
Geez, this one almost gets off his wallet, and this one's tossing around nickels like the manhole covers.
You know what? There's 5,000 people in Letterkenny, and do you know what their problem is? Wayne big leaguing them.
Haven't you ever heard of the expression, do unto others as you would have them do unto you?
Ain't you ever heard of the expression, do unto others before they do unto you?
You're fucking up, bud.
364 days of the year, this guy's all, oh, I don't give a shit about your kids, and oh, somebody should hit Samuel.
Somebody should hit Samuel.
And then comes Halloween, you got to big league everybody by handing out full-size chocolate bars.
Get off your wallet, Derry.
What's in your jeans, bud?
You know, the whole town's talking about how you big leaguing them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, all the trick-or-treaters talk about how you backdoored them. That's all I'm saying.
I'll backdoor you like I backdoored those trick-or-treaters.
Maybe we should establish some context here, boys.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
But Samuel's.
Samuel's not welcome to come for a full-size chocolate bar this Halloween.
That's mighty charitable of you, Wayne. That's one less set of parents you're big leaguing.
Yeah, well, that's one more trick-or-treater that you're backdooring.
I'll backdoor those trick-or-treaters like I backdoored you.
Okay, you know what? Maybe we should establish some context here.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
You're an idiot.
Pump the brakes.
Well, come on, kitten. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, pitter-patter. Let's get at her.
All right.
I'm actually very impressed with how that went.
Sure. This is, oh, by the way, hey, welcome, guys. It's Saturday, and this is the Podzilla. Well, let me find it again real quick.
It's not Saturday.
Shit.
It's also Friday, yeah.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for the, hold on, legendary PZ85 group chat cadpost.
God, fuck it. He the fucked it up the exact same way. Last
I also
week,
realized
I
don't even have my headphones on yet. Hold on, give me a second.
Oh, wait, how do you not?
It's
how
a
do you
legendary
not have your
PZ85 group chat for happiness podcast.
Hold on, don't talk.
You still messed it up.
How?
It's the legendary. Hang on. It's the legendary group chat podcast for happiness.
The legendary PZ85 group chat podcast for happiness.
That's there what he says.
I've never said it for that exact reason. I love that Hunter corrected him and then uncorrected him by also fucking it up.
I stopped myself. There's a difference.
Yeah, I know. You at least stopped once you realized you were off the tracks.
By the way, my name is Shannon Young, playing the part of Wayne in our Letterkenny opening. I'm going to be the host tonight for the Podzilla group chat for podcasting. And with me, of course, we have Double H.
Sure. It's whatever.
As Derry, who is, yep. I'm assuming, a type of farmer, perhaps. We've got
it's short for Daryl.
We got the man himself, Tanner Calvert, as Squirrely Dan.
I appreciate that about you.
And then, of course, we have the big D, Dalton Anthony, as Katie.
Yo.
which...
I can't do a woman's voice. I'm sorry.
Well, if you can't do a proper woman's voice, you know what I always say? Just whisper it into the mic sexually, like, lick himself.
No, stop. Oh, I fucking hate when you guys do
fart.
That. Quit it. Oh, my God.
Dalton. Hey, Dalton.
What?
Dalton.
What?
Bitch.
Oh! I was half expecting
flatulence. Me.
Well, Tanner, I'm going to go there and say maybe Wayne's private parts.
Come on to the property.
You guys are right in my ear doing this. Cut it out.
Oh, he's getting
imagine
horny.
How much worse it's going to be when we do it to you in person tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I'm replying to Maria. Give me a second. This is very important. It's vital. Although if I told her that I was busy doing a Letterkenny bit, she would probably be like, oh, take all the time you need.
Yeah, she'd be like, you're good.
You're good. You're good. I'll just sit here and marinate for a second, bud. Tanner, as actually, I don't know who
you can marinate.
Who?
You already said it. You already said who Tanner was.
Tanner, as who's the bigger Letterkenny fan, you or Dalton?
I don't honestly know. We've never actually sat and talked about it for an extended period of time.
I've like watched all of it multiple times.
I mean, yeah, I'm there right there
like,
with you. I just
yeah, I would say probably Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner's a pretty big fan of it. He
I almost took a spit taking my Pepsi. Thank you, Dalton.
Oh wait, I don't see it. I haven't seen it yet. Let me look.
Discord. I'm just trying to beat Hunter.
You won't
punch.
Get it because it's The Office.
Yeah,
no, he should get that episode.
I'm
We've
sorry.
Talked about it enough.
I've actually seen this episode. This is Scott's Tots, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yes. This is one of the few episodes I've actually fully seen because everyone
the
told
one that.
Me,
yeah, the one that people constantly say is the worst episode or the most cringy, and it's not.
They're
wrong.
I love the episode. It's very funny. But Hunter,
you're
like me.
I would watch Dinner Party
a
million times over before I watch Scott's Tots.
Hunter,
right, because it's the better episode.
Oh, but it's that cringy, awkward humor that, like, it makes you itchy. That's my favorite kind of humor, you know?
See, I don't get that from that any more than I get it from Dinner Party.
Dinner Party
to me is just as, if not more, cringy.
Dinner Party is legit worse about it being cringy because, like, the setup is super cringy, and then once the conflict actually happens, it's fucking uncomfortable.
The problem for me with Scott's Tots is that it's almost too unrealistic. It almost makes Michael too cartoon character-like.
And it also makes that entire class of kids dumb, because did they really think he was going to pay for all of their college tuition?
Well,
like it's
Dinner
it's
Party,
the,
on the other hand, is just every line is either hilarious or super uncomfortable.
Yeah, if you had parents that kind of did shit like that, it is really uncomfortable. Because that's what I've
yes.
said. I was like, yeah, like it hits a little too close to home for me, just enough for it to be like, oh, well, don't like that,
Dalton.
But that's that's what Shannon's talking about. That's the kind of like uncomfortable humor
yeah.
that like it just
Dalton.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
Dalton, can you give me context on that?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
No, can you give me context on that episode? Like, what does that mean?
Dinner Party.
Yeah, like, what does it mean to have parents?
God.
Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
I thought you meant the actual episode. I was about to get into it.
I thought you were about to be like, well, I had an abusive father. I was like, God damn, Shannon.
No,
you were
the
just...
only thing my dad abused was my mother and alcohol.
Same. So, yeah. What's this week about?
Well, I never got to my original point.
There's no happiness in this podcast.
Tanner, I was going to ask you. Go ahead, I don't even want to look at it. I see the picture, and I don't want to read the caption for it.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, it is fine. It is fine.
I guess that's this week's picture.
No.
No.
No, we're good. We don't need that.
Dolphin time. Dolphin.
Tanner, what were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you, so how was our Letterkenny? Like, how did we do?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. Like everybody hit the lines perfectly.
Would you say of all the actors present, the one that was most impressive was me?
No, Hunter.
Yeah, it was Hunter.
Disagree.
He had a voice without me expecting him to have a voice.
I don't know what the voice is for a guy named Wayne. I assume it's white.
He's Canadian.
He's
Canadian.
I mean, that's...
Well, if you want a Canadian, you should have got Josh's ass on the show and have him do it. Then
you know,
got,
that is fair.
He doesn't like Letterkenny, I don't think.
Oh, cool. No.
So a Canadian that doesn't like Letterkenny?
Isn't that illegal?
Right.
I was pretty sure that was
I'm pretty sure you have to
rules.
I'm pretty sure when you move to Canada that they assign you copies of Letterkenny and Trailer Park Boys.
They send it in the mail like samples of Tide.
Yeah.
Josh likes that British comedy though.
Oh, no, I can't
I do
back
like British comedy.
I can't get into that.
I mean, to be fair, Daryl doesn't really have anything other than that sort of, you know, about that kind of stereotypical accent. Wayne is just kind of Wayne is super stiff. Well, Halloween isn't so bad. Big green and lush around here for the end of October, isn't it? He never moves his head.
I tried to be stiff. I really did. It's not in my nature to be stiff. Like, ask anyone that I've ever been with. Getting stiff is a problem for me. So, it was hard for me to portray Wayne because I couldn't get stiff enough.
I was gonna say, well, you did choke me on the ropes that one time.
That got me pretty stiff.
That was pretty stiff.
I got a good stiff one on that one. That's I like choking men in my spare time.
Yeah.
Shannon, the better part of this is we've got another little simple thing to read at some point in time, and it's just me and you, and there's no way we can mess this up because it is 100% our cup of tea.
I would say there's no way we can do it correctly because
that's right.
Yeah, those two are so unique that there's no way to match them. Like, you just can't.
We've tried. Long before we were even doing this, you and I have tried. We've done intros for shows, like random episodes of AD and stuff that were just cold opens out of nowhere, and it's Tim and Eric. It's Tim and Eric. But we've done that. We've done Tim and Eric bits, and it's like there's just no way to get that cadence right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who got closer than anybody I've ever known is Matt Sism. The first person who showed me Tim and Eric, he does a pretty good Tim Heidecker, which I think is why he showed it to me, because he was thinking I would pick it up as Eric, and then he'd have like a foil. But, yeah, he's as close as I've ever heard somebody get to actually pulling that essence out.
Yeah, and I think the best one we ever did, and I wish I could remember which episode it was specifically,
the Ghostbusters?
It's the Ghostbusters. It's free Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters are free, Cody.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. And even that is, that was like, perfect. It's so close.
That was really good. That was and that was back when you weren't doing the show anymore. So that was like, that was just pulling you in for like a super special thing. Like, we went out of our way, and we put actual production into it. Like, we went out of our way just to make fun of Cody. In a joke that half of us get.
You asked me to do that, but I couldn't get a hold of you because I was still in radio, and so I was recording it at the studio. You asked me to do that, but I couldn't get a hold of you when it was time for me to record it and before I could leave for the day. So I didn't know who you wanted me to read for, so I just read the entire thing.
He did.
And I was like, just cut out whatever you don't need.
And I almost just used you. And I'm like, that's funny if it's just Hunter, but I wanted to get in on the joke too. The shitty part was that I was at work when I recorded my part, so I had to go through three or four takes because people kept walking in the middle of it, and here I am with a microphone up here, and I'm reciting these lines making fun of Cody and Ghostbusters, but it turned out so well.
It's free Ghostbusters. Yeah, hi. Hey, welcome. What do you want? What do you need?
If any of our listeners
sorry, you can't
there,
look in the store right now.
Well, not for the it'll be a week, and that was 4 weeks ago. So, if any of you fans out there remember which episode it was where we did the Ghostbusters intro to Tim and Eric's Free Real Estate, let us know, because I would love to go listen to it. I am not going to go through the backlog to do it.
Email us at freeghostbusters@podzilla1985.com.
That's true. Or you could message us on Facebook. You can also call us, tell us that we're each other's little boyfriends. You can talk about butt buddies or whatever.
Oh, my fucking God.
Whatever you want to do.
That fucking guy.
I wear my mask, but that's only to keep my secrets.
This is Shannon Young. Secrets.
People like to think that the store is closed down because we're putting more product on the shelf. But the truth is, I just don't like people watching when I masturbate.
Secrets.
That one fucking got me.
That was off the cuff.
It was, although I do, you know, I've once or twice.
Stop it.
Sometimes I don't have to because there's someone there to help.
Why did that concern Tanner so much? Why was that what broke him?
I just want to get away from the conversation.
Because he sits in those chairs, Hunter. He knows. Oh,
you just reminded him. He's having Vietnam flashbacks right now.
I'm glad they put that new carpet in. I wish I could say that we haven't used it, but, you know, time makes fools of us all. What the fuck?
What the hell?
And now we're starting our normal Fridays where Hunter just shit posts and we try not to react to it.
Oh god damn it. I'm on my Reaper and not Discord.
Oh, well. Oh, I thought you meant you hadn't been recording any of this, and I was like, Dalton.
No. I've been recording. I've been recording. I haven't seen the shit post.
Oh, they're there. You know what? They're
good.
It is fine, Dalton. Thank you for saving my life.
Jesus Christ.
Are you sure that can't be the picture for tonight? Because
no,
it must be. It has to be.
It has to be.
I like when the vitamin gummies kick in. I like that one more.
That's only because you're a SpongeBob fan. In fact, he bought the new SpongeBob Rehydrated, which is the one game that no one asked for a HD version of, by the way. I'm pretty sure.
It's not. They've flat out remade it. Like,
oh, so it's not just an HD upgrade?
Yeah, no, it's been completely remastered. God damn.
My God. That was VeggieTales, man.
What do you think those zucchinis are for, Tanner?
Oh, my God.
And the amount of VeggieTales I watched as a kid is so fucking high.
Pro tip, if you're
just
without...
Just like that zucchini right there.
Yeah.
If you're without a product, you can use zucchini as butt plugs.
Jesus Christ.
I've heard.
Who told you?
I'm not going to...
The views of Shannon Young do not reflect on those of Pods of a 1985.
I haven't listened to last night. What did I miss?
Tanner, I'm going to correct you. There's a couple of people on my Facebook feed that I'd be perfectly cool if they shoved a zucchini up their ass.
We'll get there. Oh. Patience.
Well, not anymore because you deleted it.
I reposted it this morning.
Yeah, but are they going to reply?
Yeah, they already did.
Well, one of them did.
Holy shit,
did they really?
Yeah. Oh, I'll put it in the group. I'll put it in the... group chat, give me a second.
Don't put it in Discord, because I don't want to see that shit. Like, I'm already pissed off about it. I don't need stress in my life. I'm already suicidal. Do you really want to push me over the edge?
Maybe.
These pills ain't doing enough anymore.
Something.
Tomorrow is going to... Oh, man. We might as well just... If there's not a dumpster fire match on the card already, there needs to be. Let's just make this... Let's complete the symbolism.
No, me and Slammer are tagging. There's going to be a dumpster fire match. That's what we're known for.
Oh, man.
So, speaking of stress in your life...
Yes.
How has Cockroach Watch 2020 gone for you today?
I'm not going to read that.
You're good. Yeah, no, you're good. Don't read it now.
I thought things were getting better. Like, I haven't seen one in my kitchen in 2 days, and I'm happy about that. Because what I did last time was I went and poured bleach down each of the drains, and then I sealed the drains, and... I haven't seen any roaches in those places. So I'm like, all right, this might be working. But then yesterday, didn't see any cockroaches until like 9 o'clock. And then I saw like 4 to 5 of them in a 2 hour span. So it's like, well, things are getting better, but are they? They're supposed to spray again next week and we'll see where it goes from there. I'm not super happy. Oh, Cody's in the chat.
Uh-oh.
I see Cody S.
Why
is
that the last thing he had to see? That can't be good. No.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that.
I mean, I can. God. And it's fine because we're not naming names, which is what she did on her post. So it's perfectly fine to talk shit.
I mean, if you want to name names, name names. It didn't stop you from fucking last week.
Well, fuck Zach Price. All right, I'll say it.
I'm just saying.
And Tanner upset me, so I was a little emotional. I'm sorry.
But you're upset again tonight, so, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm going to save all my vitriol for tomorrow, though.
That's fine. That's probably for the best.
Wait, who are you Slammer wrestling against?
Juice and Donnie.
The murderers?
Yeah.
Oh, don't write a check your ass can't cash, man.
Yeah,
don't.
Just when you get in the ring, really piss Justin off. Yeah, slap him in the face. Call him a bitch.
Yeah, one good time.
Justin's a professional asshole. Don't worry.
Yeah, Justin and I we're good.
I didn't say you weren't. What the fuck?
I don't get it.
Old sock. God damn, that's awesome.
I like that it's bolted to the license plate.
Can you please make that the picture for tonight? Old sock.
Yeah, you know what?
And
you
it's
got
Ontario.
Because it's exactly what that entire family smells like, so it's perfectly fine.
Jesus.
Oh, there's one part of the family I like. So I'm
I like him, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to diss the whole family because he doesn't deserve it. But
I spaced out there for just a second. Are we still talking about old sock?
Yeah, we're talking about old sock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you want to take an old sock, put some quarters in it, and just smack him in the face? But it would be the most money.
Sock for that. You put an old sock, you're going to lose all those quarters.
Well, it would be the most money he's ever seen at one time.
God damn. All right, we're good. We got it.
We got it. Let's move on to something happier.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something happier. My birthday's in about a month, and then I'm going to be 1 year closer to death.
That's
Yay.
True.
Yeah.
No, you still got like another week to go on top of that, don't you?
Yeah, you got a month and a week. Yeah.
I was going to go to Six Flags, but I think someone said that you had to get...
you had to reserve a day.
You got to reserve a day. Can you still do that?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, as far as I know, but yeah, you can't just show up. You got to reserve a day in advance.
I want to do that. I would like to get a group together to go. I haven't had a group go to Six Flags with me in years, literal years. I stopped doing stuff for my birthday the past couple of years. I just go, like, I would go out to dinner with, like, me and Lindsay and Allie, and that was, like, all I did. And I would like to do something fun this year, because you don't know how many birthdays you got left in you, to be honest. That's what 2020 has taught me, because if the coronavirus doesn't get you, something will.
I have not been to Six Flags in 7-8 years, something like that. We went on Fright Fest one time a few years ago, and boy, that's not what it used to be. boy, it's disappointing. Man, when I was a kid, it was terrifying. And I don't know, maybe it is just the same thing, and that's the problem. It didn't grow up along the way, but we went, and boy, they did some things. They did a couple things here and there, and it was just kind of... Like, we even rode the train at one point because we were tired, and I'm like, oh, there will be some cool stuff on this. And there were definitely some things that were supposed to happen that just kind of didn't work. You could just see the train conductor just wanting to turn around and just hit you with that shrug, like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I get paid $5.50 an hour to drive this thing.
I only ride two rides at Six Flags. I will ride the mine cart or the mine train or whatever, and I will ride, like, the Ferris wheel. Anything else,
then
you got
to
really...
Why in the world are you going to Six Flags?
Well, you know, I like the ambiance.
No, not anymore. When was the last time you went?
It's probably been 3 years, because I think last year I just had dinner. The year before that, I'm pretty sure we went to Dave & Buster's. Because we took off. I remember that PWU on my birthday was just Dalton and Asa, because we had gone to Dave & Buster's, which was also super disappointing. Have you been to Dave & Buster's lately?
No, I've never been to Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, that place is never worth it.
It's not, man. I was so excited when I walked in. They have all these arcade machines, and I was like, holy shit, this is incredible. They had a Ghostbusters arcade machine. Didn't work. They had the Terminator arcade machine. Didn't work. There was so many arcade machines I couldn't play, and it was so exciting.
Waste
I mean,
time.
Honestly, if you want to go to a place like that, just stay in town and go to
Dogwood.
They're not open though, are they?
Yeah.
Nah, bitch. If you want to play an arcade experience, come to my house.
That's true. He has a lot of arcades.
Yeah, and plus you can play Whack-A-Roach. Only this time the game is real.
You get to do that one for free because that's just beneficial.
I'll give you mallets, but you got to clean them up after. It gets you know, down. At first when I was catching these roaches and killing them, I wasn't happy, but I was there was that vengeance part of me that's like, no, motherfucker, this is my apartment, you're all dying. And I don't kill things. Like I told Lindsay, this is really making me give up my pacifist ways, because I don't even like killing bugs. I don't kill spiders, I don't kill ants or wasps, I don't kill bugs, I don't like killing anything. But now they took the fun out of it. Whenever I kill another roach, I just kind of look at it and I sigh and I go, I'm sorry, dude, and then I flush him. Like, I actually feel bad for them at this point.
No.
You don't know. You don't owe them an apology. That's
to be fair, they were
them. They're in the wrong place.
They were here first.
Right, but they didn't pay rent.
I'm pretty sure that's the same mentality that the Americans had when they saw the Native Americans.
They're not paying rent.
They're not paying. That's technically they were here first, but you know, this is ours now.
No, have you never listened to Eddie Izzard? The problem was they didn't have a flag. No flag, no country. That's the rules we just made up. And we're backing it up with this gun we just borrowed from the National Rifle Association.
God, I hate everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, that's the show.
I'm not a fan of anything anymore.
Like, I almost made that into a discussion just then, but I'm like, no, it's a joke. Just let it go.
What, the Native Americans?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, there was a Native American tribe that was here before Columbus that had a national flag.
There was
also
what'd he say?
Did they? Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm not being a smartass. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, there's a tribe in a shoot. They're, the main tribe is based out of Nova Scotia. They actually had a national flag in the 1300s.
And I know for a fact, because Tanner taught me this, that they're the ones that discovered the Kensington runestones.
Nope. Nope, that's not how that happened.
What in the motherfucking hell is the shit you just unleashed on the fucking Discord?
That's how to plan a Disney vacation. Right at the bottom.
So, why do they all have the same face?
I don't like that one. Like that
it's
actually,
cursed. It's a cursed actually, image.
It bothers me on a fundamental level.
They're so creepy.
Especially the little girl. Like, I assume that's a little girl. It could be a little boy. I don't want to assume.
Jesus. Something wrong. Good news, though. Hunter, I was going to, like, send you money for that action figure set just so I could get R2-D2. Yes. I found an R2-D2 yesterday.
Perfect.
So I don't even...
I mean, at this point, who knows when we're going? So, you know.
Yeah. But, like, hey.
No, the plan is still to go in December, but, yeah, who knows what's going to happen. I mean... If I've said it before, if we're still having to do all of this at that point, then we're going to push it back the next summer. I'm not interested in going to Disney and having to, like, having it not feel normal, basically.
Yeah, like, you don't want to, that would be, because you've been to Disney before, right?
Yes, 2011.
So, yeah, I've never been, so I would really hate to go now where it's, a watered-down version where, like, you have to be worried the entire time.
Well, I mean, if you've never been, if you go to a watered-down version, you won't know the difference. You'll just be like, this is the best thing ever.
The main reason that we're wanting to go, too, is because... I'm sorry. I keep looking at the Discord. Now it's breaking me. It's because of all the Galaxy's Edge stuff. And again, right now... Okay, I don't think I told you guys this, so... You remember about a week ago I said something about it should have been our turn for us to go ahead and sign up for stuff in advance. Because we had everything set for when we were supposed to go in June, all the way back in April. I got on. I couldn't do that. They changed the settings for some things. But I could pick what days we were going to what parks. Because you, like Six Flags, also have to have reservations in advance. So I got all that laid out. We're doing 4 days. We're going Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, back to Hollywood Studios. Because all the Galaxy's Edge stuff is in Hollywood Studios. So... one of those days would just be Galaxy's Edge. The other would be going around and doing, you know, the Indiana Jones stunt show and the Tower of Terror thing and all that, whatever. I found out afterward that as of right now, when they reopen in July, because the date is supposed to be like mid-July they're reopening, they are not going to open a whole bunch of things, including Savi's Workshop, where you build lightsabers, the Droid Depot, where you build those, Oga's Cantina. All of that stuff is remaining completely shut. They're not even doing distancing at it. It's just shut down. And no date has been given on when they're going to try to open those things back up, because they're very enclosed things. They're close experiences. They can't guarantee any safety. So they're just not doing them for now. And it's like, great. I'm not going if I can't do those things. Like, we will just continue to push this back until you do them. Because, again, that's like 90% of the reason we wanted to go this time around. So,
I was going to say, that's like probably 90% of the draw for Galaxy's Edge anyway. It's just those two attractions.
I mean, apparently Rise of the Resistance is basically the best ride in the park now. And they are doing that, but that's going to be a nightmare. Because with the way they were handling that up to now was you would get a boarding pass once you got into the park through the My Disney Experience app. And those would be gone within an hour, usually for the entire day. They're not even doing that now. You have to physically wait in line, but the lines are super distanced out. And there's no way they're going to let that line go very far. So I it's going to be a mess. All I know is it's going to be a mess. But, you know, at least we got Comic-Con.
Tumbleweeds.
No, I made a sound.
Did you guys get invited to the secret group today? Okay.
Yes, I did.
Wait, what?
Why? What was the I didn't understand.
Like, I could see why. Like, I got invited to it, and Asa got invited to it, and I can see why we got invited to it. I don't understand why Hunter got invited to it.
I absolutely got it. In fact, I've still got the notification, I think. But, yeah, I went ahead and accepted it because I didn't understand what the deal was. Yeah, Ken Murphy invited you to join the private group Cape Conventions. And there I am.
Yeah, and apparently... Hold on, let me look it up real quick.
So, what is...
Are we supposed to be stooging this off right now?
I don't give a shit.
All right. I just don't want to get yelled at. I've been yelled at enough the last 24 hours. I want to get yelled at more.
We're not saying anything bad about it. We're just saying there's a group we got to bind to.
Yeah, I'm honestly confused. I'm not mad about it.
I'm going to reserve my judgment until the con's over and the numbers pour in. Then I'll talk about it. Because it might go perfectly well, or it might not. Also, we'll see how tomorrow goes with CCW. We might talk about that next week. I don't know. You no longer can Dalton say, hey, we can't talk about that on the air. We might get in trouble with the people in charge. Well, motherfucker, we are the people in charge now, so.
It's true.
I'm not. I'm just some dude.
That's true.
You have to read the big Facebook post to get that.
You have the... I was gonna say you have the backing of the dude in charge. So
yeah, I mean one of your little boyfriends is in charge. So
God damn it!
Don't get so butthurt about it.
You can't even make jokes anymore.
Fucking PC culture. Fucking cancel Shannon Young. Go back and listen to all my history. Go ahead and get
on marbles. So all right, sorry for asking about that. What happened with her?
All right. Hunter, you take it. I'm tired of explaining it because I've always really liked Jenna Marbles, yes. And I also don't like her at the same time. It's really weird.
If there's one thing that Sarah and I consistently watch together on YouTube. All right. Well, if there's one thing, it's Keith Happersberger from the Try Guys eating everything from different restaurants.
But oh God, that's amazing.
He just did Dunkin' Donuts a couple days ago, and it's pretty good.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
They're just
anyway,
too
go ahead.
Long, though. That's the only thing. So, Jenna Marbles, we've been legitimately watching her videos since she got onto YouTube. Like, back before YouTube was really that, platform, when it was first kind of burgeoning in that way. And it was just, she had cute dogs. She had a cute dog at the time. She had Marbles, the Chihuahua, and of course we had
Parker. I was a big fan of her What Rap Music Taught Me videos.
Yes.
Yeah, those were good
anyway,
ones.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I'll be honest. I mean, we watch, her stuff sometimes, but it's not regular, just kind of whatever. Over the past few days, evidently, on social media, she's been getting a lot of pushback on, you're problematic in a lot of ways that a lot of other people have been lately, and so you need to own up to it, et cetera, et cetera. So she posts a video yesterday, because I think she posts every Wednesday or Thursday, that just said a message. And the gist of it was she's been getting a lot of flack about some particular videos, things that she's had privated for years. She took them off her channel, one of which was her imitating Nicki Minaj, which the kind of detractor said that she was in blackface doing so. She even mentions toward the end of it that can't entirely be the case because, as you see, she takes her wig off and she has spray tanner on. If you watched anything of her from 2011, she always had that sort of skin tone because she used it. Yeah, there it is. She used a ton.
Thank you.
She used a ton of spray tan at that time. And so that was just kind of what she looked like all the time. It wasn't like she was intentionally trying to look black.
That's a rough photo, though.
Oh, it's a terrible picture. Don't get me wrong.
Like, out of context.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other
go
one
ahead,
that,
sorry.
She mentioned specifically in the video was at one point in time she did like a goofy rap song, and one of the lyrics was basically racially insensitive to Chinese people. It was I don't remember the exact lyric, but she even said, that was a dumb joke and I shouldn't have made it. That video has been private for years. But because she's been getting so much pushback and flack about this lately, she basically was like, I just can't do this right now. I can't be a part of this channel. I don't know that I want to continue to be. I may just kind of focus on, she and her boyfriend Julian have their like gaming channels and a bunch of other stuff in his vlog. And
which he said, just canceled.
Did he just cancel? See, I didn't know that. His regular vlog or the gaming stuff?
The Twitch stuff.
Hang on,
it's actually, I think it said everything.
So, while you're looking that up, I want to say, I'm looking up from that picture, I found this article about Jenna Marbles and Shane Dawson doing a podcast together in 2017 where they were talking about the blackface controversy. And Shane Dawson is pissed because he got in trouble for doing the blackface thing. And he asked her, did anyone get mad at you for doing blackface? And Jenna Marbles replied, yeah, I did a Nicki Minaj video where I literally was just tan. I was actually that tan. People were like, this is blackface. Fuck off. If I wanted to do blackface, it would be like that moonface emoji. Which, maybe
that's not great.
Maybe not the best reply to that, honestly.
Right. But that, and that was basically what she was saying, was in time, especially over the past couple of years, I've learned a lot. I have talked to a lot of people who have kind of shown me, you know, how these things were bad. Also, I was young and stupid, which is, again, what a lot of people say when this is the case, not discounting it, but just putting it out there. And so she was like, yeah, I'm just not going to use my channel for a while. I don't know if this is the last video I'm going to post. It might be, it might not be. I don't know when I'm going to be back, but I'm going to set this aside for now. And we talked about it a little bit in the group chat. I mean, me personally, you know, as I've said for a lot of these other things, it doesn't matter what my opinion is to some degree, because, you know, I have that level of privilege to not be bothered by this. I could not say anything about it, and it would be, you know, it would never bother me at all in my personal life. But at the same time, this particular situation seems to be, you know, it's almost... it's not Hogan, because Hogan got caught and then went after it. This is something that she apologized for a long time ago, said was bad, took down so that it was not public, and people just kind of dredged up the memory of it. It's not, oh, this is still out here and you're making money on it, or, oh, you never denounced this. It's you know, hey, you remember that crappy thing that you did years ago? Even though you said you were sorry, we're going to make you feel bad about it again now. I don't know. To me, this is the height of cancel culture, and this is the one thing I don't like about when these things come into play heavily, yeah, is that it's you're targeting the wrong person at this point.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are saying dumb shit now proudly that you can go after, but, you know, to drag something out from 10 years, because people do change, and I think a great example of that is me, and probably all of us in this group chat, just me more publicly, because I have said and done some really stupid jokes in the past few years. I said, go back and listen to like the backlog of Podzilla 1985. Don't do that. Don't go listen to like the first year where
we're just gonna delete it. It's
yeah,
just...
it was like, wild. And I always said I would leave that shit up, not because I'm proud of it, but because, I mean, I said it. I don't want to hide from jokes I made, because I thought they're just jokes. But I'd like to think that I'm a more well-rounded and intelligent and mature person now than I was five years ago. And then, well, my God, I'm so glad I didn't have a podcast in college.
Oh, yeah. Who isn't? I mean, something that she said kind of to the line of that was, you know, I privated these a long time ago, not because I wanted to hide from it, because you said that and it kind of triggered my memory of that. Not because I wanted to hide from it, because I was not personally proud of it. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to upset anybody. And so, therefore, I think it's worth getting rid of it to just kind of make that statement, you know, put the period on that statement. Here's how not proud of it I am. I'm going to get rid of it. This is not, I'm going to delete it so that, you know, I can hide from it and pretend it never happened. This is me actively saying, I don't like this. I don't like this version of me, and I'm not this person anymore. Ergo, get rid of it.
Yeah, and like I've on one hand, I feel like you should be commended for that. You should be commended for saying, I was a shitty person, I recognize that, and I'm making steps to fix it. I think the problem, though, especially when it comes to celebrities and, well, people in general, is like, you never know when someone's being sincere or when they're just doing it to save face in the public.
Here's the thing.
Fucking hell, Hunter. This is not the time or the place for trout jokes.
I gotta take this. A trout calling me.
Anyway,
God damn it.
The difference between what she did and what the like people trying to hide from it is, she acknowledged that she had made this terrible mistake.
And long before this, that's the most important part, is it was long. Like, it wasn't somebody came out and said, hey, you remember when you did this? And then the next thing you know, you get a video about it.
Then deleted it. Whereas usually you see this where someone deletes it hoping no one ever seen it and no one brings it back up and it gets brought up, then they apologize. That's not sincere. There's nothing sincere about that whatsoever.
And I mean, she's not stupid. The girl has 20 million YouTube followers. I did not know it was that extreme. Like, I was watching this video and the first thing that caught my attention was when we watched it, it had been up for 21 hours, for less than a day. It had already been viewed 4.5 million times and it was the number one thing trending on YouTube. And then, which is just crazy. Like, you know, at a time, there was a point in time when YouTube was just a website. Now, if you're the number one thing trending on YouTube, something has taken hold there. And then, yeah, 20.3 million subscribers at that time. So she, I mean, you'd have to be stupid to think that somebody didn't see this, you know?
Right.
It's among a gigantic backlog. She posts once a week, so what, roughly 50 videos a year? But again, you're talking about 50 videos a year over 10 plus years, I think, at this rate. That's quite a bit.
I'm the kind of person that I feel like everything should be up for comedy. You know, like, everything could be satire, everything can, you know, whatnot. But, Jesus, Dalton, why?
But again, this is that situation where your opinion, my opinion about those things, to some degree, don't matter because, again, we have that level of privilege. Yeah,
right.
It's easy for us to say it should all be available because none of it targets us.
Yeah, that's one thing I realized. That's one of the things that I had to come to terms with the white privilege thing was that, like, I could say, well, you know, well, it doesn't bother me. They're just jokes. But, like, yeah, but you're not the target audience. Like, you're not the one that's getting made fun of. It might not... You can't see what they see. So you don't have a right to say it's not offensive or it's not a big deal. That's right. That's not your call to make.
This goes back to, and boy, it's horrible that this quote now gets so often attributed to him. But you remember Louis C.K. Did you ever watch Louis on FX, his show?
Sporadically, yeah.
So there was an episode where, because, you know, it wasn't really all comedy. I mean, a lot of it was just, you know, stuff that happened in his daily life, and some of it was super serious. One of them was him trying to teach his daughter a lesson, and I forget what the situation was, but he told her at one point in time, you don't get to decide whether or not you have hurt someone. When someone tells you that you have upset them, you don't get to say, no, I didn't. It doesn't work that way. If that person has a legitimate grievance, then you have to address that. You can't just say that's not the case. And that's kind of what this sort of goes back to, the idea of we don't get to go, well, that's not offensive because it's not offensive to you.
Right.
You know.
And that's
I don't know where to go from there with that, but that's...
Well, that's all things. That's all things. And, you know, there was a time, and this was a while back, and I'm not trying to bring up shit, like, with our own group, but... Asa is very much on the forefront of, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. He's very much got his fingers on the pulse of this kind of stuff. Like, I think he looks into this more than anybody else. And there are certain types of jokes that he just will not touch. There are certain jokes that he will not allow around him, and I understand that. But then, you know, once upon a time, he made a joke about cancer. And he made the joke, didn't care about it. But to me, because my father died from cancer, that was a joke I wasn't really comfortable with. Like, just throwing it around willy-nilly. But at the same time, I truly believe that everything should be up for comedy. It's just, well, I used to believe that. Now I don't know what I believe. Because on the one hand, I do think that everything can be made fun of. But on the other hand, it's like, but is it really funny? You know, you can do it, but is it funny? Because blackface... is not funny. I've never seen an instance where blackface was funny.
I bet you have. I bet you have one that if I said right now,
if you say It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
I'm gonna.
I knew you were going to. And
yep.
I don't. Is that what the picture? Okay, that's not the picture. I don't like that picture. I think the reason the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia one is so funny to me is because it's the absurdity of it. It's the fact that they're doing it as a joke of it's stupid that they're doing it. And it's one of those things, it's like you're making fun of the thing that is hurtful. You're not making fun of the people you're making, you know, that it's making fun of. You're making fun of the people that do it because you're making fun of them. You're kind of taking the piss out of them.
And and it's ironic that you use that version of the phrase because when UK Netflix took those episodes off, they specifically cited that these are the reasons that we are, and a lot of people said, no, you can't do that. They're using it to make fun of it. They're taking the power away from it. But there are a lot of people who then turn that around and said, yeah, but it's not their job to do that. Oh, that's great. Right. A bunch of white people are trying to take the power away from it. That's not how that works.
I started thinking
that becomes
about...
the same argument of people saying, well, if black people can say the N-word, I can say it too. I don't mean it insensitively, so I'm helping them. That's not how that works. Like,
we've been I've rewatched that clip from Clerks 2 where, and I'm not going to drop like the words they use. I'm not going to do that. But
yeah.
There's that clip where it's Randall and Dante, and I don't remember Rosario Dawson's character's name, but They're working.
Dalton,
and
help.
Yeah,
say it again.
What was Rosario Dawson's Darson's character's name? In Clerks 2.
In Clerks 2.
Oh shit, I can't think of it. Give me a second, I'll look it up.
Thanks,
while he's doing that. While he's doing that. But there's a part where they get into this, I'll say one part of it. No, I don't want to say that either.
Becky, her name was Becky.
Brecky, yeah.
Becky. God damn it. Becky is what I said.
We all know the part. It's the part where they're dealing with Wanda Sykes and
right.
her husband.
And there's a lot of racial there's a lot of racist talk. That's what I'll say. Yes. A lot of racist talk. And it's one of those things that you can tell they're kind of making fun of it, but at the same time, it was written by Kevin Smith. It's a white guy writing for a bunch of white people using the N-word over and over again and other racial slurs that are clearly exposing how stupid the character is saying it. But at the same time, it's like, but where's the line? Is this not just offensive on its own? What right does this white guy have to write this racially charged comedic scene? I started thinking about that, and it's bringing up It's Always Sunny.
You know what's funny? The fact that you're the way you just described that, I'm fixing to hit you with a GIF in the Discord because right now Quentin Tarantino is somewhere going, oh no. A white guy writing all these sorts of things and making these. Well, he made them look stupid, so it's okay now.
Plus, he can suck feet.
Kirby?
No!
No! Oh, no, Kirby sucks up his enemies and then takes their powers.
Yes, Tanner, you're thinking of the wrong Nintendo game again.
You all act like I give a shit.
No, aren't we talking about the Kirby, the radio host that sucks toes?
No, you know what? I'm pretty sure you can make fun of that when this motherfucker posts a Halloween or Thanksgiving picture.
Yeah, there's no subtlety there, and he will admit it straight up. That's not that's not a hidden. If it's a secret, it's the worst kept secret in radio history.
That is,
and
not
it's
a
not
deep
even
cut.
Like it's not even me being mean. It's funny because it's just like, oh, he posted that. He posted that.
You remember that time Kirby was on Chappelle's show and he was like, hell yeah, suck toes. Suck toes.
Welcome to River Radio. How can I help you?
God damn. This is our lives today.
This might be the most coherent and important Friday show we've ever done, and I'm pretty sure the audience hates it.
Do what?
The audience hates it. They don't tune into Friday to make sense and think about things. They just want to hear us do fucking video game trivia and watch videos like this fucking thing.
I am not quick to play.
Just fuck is this?
Well, hopefully it doesn't do sound.
It does.
Oh, it does? Well, I don't think I'll be able to hear it.
I had to mute it.
What the fuck, Hunter? What? Our internets are two different things.
I don't know why, but that for some reason reminds me that I, and I don't know why this made me think of it, but for some reason it reminds me that I fucking hate Charlie the Unicorn.
See, I thought you were going to say Xavier Renegade Angel, and I'm like, you don't have to be reminded of that. That's always true.
I would rather watch Xavier Renegade Angel than Charlie the Unicorn. Oh my God.
But Shannon, that kills people.
I was working in Jackson, and these guys were like, oh, you've never seen Charlie? You got to watch it. It's so funny. And they put it
That's
on. And
why.
We watched the entire series, and I'm like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right, so first
funny.
Of all, it should never have been a series. Secondly, it should have just been that one video. Secondly, it's because it got overhyped for you. That's the problem. I mean, honestly, it's not funny anymore, but in the moment, I got it. Like, it was funny in the moment.
If you want to watch something really funny and weird, look up Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. That's... That's funny.
No,
green is not a creative color. Like you said the other night, I love how mad people got at you about that. Like, yeah, green is too creative. I'm like, enough, man.
Someone messaged me and they were like, man, green's my favorite color. And I said, that's cool. It's still not creative.
You can't say anything. You can't say anything anymore.
You cancel Shannon Young.
You can't say you don't like green. You can't say wear a mask. It really is just...
You can't actually quote statistics and then be hit with, oh, well, you know, my sister-in-law's brother's cousin's former roommate, they did.
Why?
They definitely didn't.
Why, as a white man in America, where it is run by white Christians, can I not say the N-word when I want to?
All right, Frank, take it down a notch.
They're really taking the power away from me, you know?
Oh...
Tanner, how you doing over there?
I'm uncomfortable.
How have we done almost an hour already? Wait, what?
Hunter, you got any video game trivia you want to hit us with? Or
No. I'm sitting back holding on for us to do this this last little read. I guess we should end the show with that.
Yeah, we can do that. I need to find it again because Lindsay sent it to me, but I don't think I saved it. Because
also we are at 9 o'clock right now, guys.
Yeah, she actually just messaged me and said, you still recording? I'm like, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm sending it to the Discord. Now, do we need to end early? Do you want to just do this and wrap it up?
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
I've already got it pulled up.
Do you want to be Dr. Bill Flem, or do you want to be his best friend, Dr. Sam Hengis?
I'll be Dr. Bill Flem.
Okay, I think that's good. That works.
Now, the only problem is I've only watched this skit once, so I have no...
So I know Lindsay's going to listen to this show. This is where it's coming out. Why are we doing this?
Because I watched this clip, and I said, oh, this would be funny for me and Hunter to do.
Okay.
And she just jumped on it and grabbed it and was like, hey, I transcribed it for you, and I was like, oh.
Because when I saw that she sent me something that was transcribed, I was like, oh, okay, two-step plan. I don't know this. What is this? So I open it up, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, well, this is clearly Tim and Eric. But then I'm like, what is this sketch? I had legitimately never seen this sketch.
I hadn't either. I caught it for the first time, and I thought it was funny, but I don't remember how it went. So
that's
what's
funny to me is just that like of all the Tim and Eric things we could do that you and I laugh about regularly, this was the one I was like, oh, this is what we're doing. Okay. All right.
There's one I found today that I forgot about. It's the father and the son.
Yeah, the stepfather.
Oh my god!
Sorry that your dad, your mom got attacked. What was it? Got bit by a bird and is
dead. Got bit by a bird. Oh look, I'm your dumbass dead dad flying around saving people. I sent Maria a bunch of the. You remember the old dating videos that they did?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, that was the one that you sent, the one from that Rainn Wilson did.
Rainn Wilson, yeah.
It's just because
I was
going like
to post
a,
that.
It's just like an acorn,
grounds.
Shannon. It's just like an acorn there.
Yeah, I was going to post that on Gaming Grounds as a joke until it got to the part where he said his penis had no. And then I thought maybe I shouldn't. But then I thought maybe I should. Those kids got to grow up sometime.
They got to learn somewhere
All
along
right.
the way.
So we're going to do this. This is a read from a script from Tim and Eric. Myself will be playing Dr. Bill Flem, and
you can't do it.
Oh, all right. You ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
I don't even know how to do Eric Wareheim at this point. I did it the one time for the Ghostbusters thing, and I fucked it up. So, listen. Hold on. Lindsay's messaging me real quick. This is the part where it says, can you come get me now?
Yeah, of course. So, yes, we're going to do this, and we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. We'll stall.
Like the wrap it up box.
Yeah, she said, just head down when you are. All right, that's something I could do. Here we go.
Here it is.
My name is Dr. Bill Flem, and my best friend is Dr. Sam Hengis.
Oh, I met Bill in college. We were dorm mates.
We both suffer from pools of blood in our stomach.
There's a simple way to treat pools of blood in the stomach. You simply be provocative, and you be organized.
And then there's typical mid-90s self-help guide music, which we don't have. And then, Dalton, I'll let you read the title screen.
Oh, there's a title screen?
Shit, he doesn't have the script. It's
wait,
it's in the Discord.
Yeah.
All right, what am I reading?
All right, start it over.
Okay, goddamn.
You read the anything in parentheses.
Except
okay.
Okay, this should be fun.
Well, not the last
one,
but yeah.
Not Sam, I know.
Yeah.
My name is Dr. Bill Flem, and my best friend is Dr. Sam Hengis.
Oh, I met Bill in college. We were roommates.
We both suffer from pools of blood in our stomach.
There's a simple way to treat pools of blood in the stomach. You just simply be provocative, and you be organized.
Typical mid-90s self-help guide music plays with little title screen. Be provocative, be organized, and two-step guide. Mother.
I want to know what be provocative is.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Be provocative. Okay. I get that. Be organized. What?
A simple way to determine if you have pools of blood in your stomach is to take a thin rope, put it down your throat into your stomach. If you come back up and there's blood on the tip, congratulations. You got pools of blood in your stomach.
Problem. I got blood in my stomach. Solution. Be productive. Be organized. Any idiot can do this.
I have a harder time being provocative than being organized, but they're both important.
Be productive. Oh, be organized. Tight.
Follow my two-step plan. It's worked for Bill Flem.
Be provocative. Be organized. A two-step guide.
Just for the record, I said productive the entire time.
I know. Fuck you.
For Dalton's sake.
Every time all you right, say it, all I can think of is that dumb Vine and that girl going free shivakadu.
Be productive. I think of synonym roles. All right, that's gonna do it for us. We're gonna end it a little bit early tonight. I gotta go pick somebody up. My damn wiener kids are listening. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this really strange episode, and I want to thank Hunter, Dalton, and Tanner for being here with me to do it. Hunter, what do we got on deck for next week? Unless we're liars.
Next week on Monday, you've got Nerd Up, of course. Jesse and Dalton and Asa coming back with all the news from over the weekend. I don't know that we've missed much lately, but we'll see what happens.
Allegedly.
On Tuesday, it's, of course, PZ85 Plays. We're beginning the third and final installment of the Horrors of Perryville trilogy. That'll be me, of course, along with Shannon, Lindsay, and Tanner. And who knows? Dalton, you're going to get in this time, maybe. We'll find out.
Ooh, big D.
That's a surprise. He didn't know.
I didn't know.
That's something he can do.
I didn't know I could do that.
Wednesday, we got Pro Wrestling Unscripted with Shannon and myself and, of course, Dalton and Asa as well, talking about all the news and notes of the week. Hopefully no more news from hashtag speaking up, if only because hopefully there's nothing else to share. That's what I mean there. But if there is, we want to hear about it because it needs to be said. Thursday, of course, it is Podzilla After Dark, Shannon, Lindsay, and Jesse. Was it just the three of you last night?
No, we had Tanner.
Tanner was there.
Oh, okay.
Tanner was almost with us right now, but it looks like he's playing Age of Empires 2.
He's got to go. He has other things to do.
I was playing Age of Empires 2 earlier. It's still up, but I'm not playing currently.
Well, but Tanner, can you share this moose for no reason? Can you do that for me, please?
Tanner, go to your Facebook right now and post it. When Hunter asked me to, why do you think my fucking profile picture is goofy with a gun? That's because Hunter said to do it.
True story. I sent that to you at 12:30 at night, and I said I got a new cover photo for you. And every time, it's always all right, done. Every time. Oh man! And then of course next Friday we'll do this all again. And who knows? Like I told Tanner before, planned is not a word we use on Friday. Whatever happens, happens. We'll just see how it goes down.
That's absolutely true. If you want to catch up with this week's episode, just a quick recap. Monday, there was no Nerd Up because they're doing the every 2 weeks thing. Yeah. Tuesday, we finished up the Last Rites of Tanner Calvert. It was a action-packed finale with lots of Nazi murdering because we know that's what the kids like to hear. We did Pro Wrestling Unscripted on Wednesday talking about the speaking out movement and what's going on with that. Last night, we talked about all kinds of random things. The Dixie Chicks, butt plugs. You got to go back and listen
to it. I think
you
mean the Chicks.
The Chicks. And butt plugs, not related. And then, of course, tonight, well, you just listened to it, so I really shouldn't have to recap it for you. But just hit rewind, I guess. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back on Monday with Nerd Up, and you guys have a great weekend. Make sure you check out CCW tomorrow, because most of us will be there. Maybe all of us. I don't know. Maybe we'll all die. Who cares? All right, Hunter, take us out.
Later.